Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to three Knoxville High School students, Trevor Poundstone, Bailey Vandekamp, and Joey Kestelute, the creators of the Resolution Run coming up on December 30th. The Resolution Run coming up on December 30th. That's a Saturday. I guess my first question for all three of you, one of you guys, whoever wants to answer this can answer it. Why? What was the reason why this was brought up, and what started this whole Resolution Run? Why was it thought of?
So the whole idea came from Rotary wanting us as high schoolers to get involved with the community in some possible way. And the idea that they had, they wanted us to help with, but we were not able due to us being busy. So this was kind of our idea of doing something in community and fundraising for a good cause.
Was it all three of you guys being asked by with Rotary, or was it, hey, someone had the idea, and then, especially for the run, and then the other two kind of just got tagged along?
So Trevor and Bailey, you guys went to go help with the dictionaries, right? And you said T asked you guys to help with N Polio Day. And then you guys sort of came up with this idea because...
It started out as me and Bailey were brainstorming. Our first idea was a can drive, which then... I was thinking one day, but we came up with a run because we know the community really, the runs go well here. So we thought that would be a good way to get everyone involved.
What was your input on it, Bailey?
I like the idea. I just wanted to make sure that we could like pull it off, and also that we could make sure to keep the money local, because things get really supported well here if they're local. So
now I know that this run isn't till December 30th, but there's some things, that important dates coming up right now, right?
Yes. So to get a t-shirt, to be guaranteed a t-shirt, you have to sign up by Monday the 18th. And when we'll look at that number before 5, and then we have to go take it to Rainmakers and give them a general idea of how many shirts. And we'll still order extras, so there's a chance you'll get one if you come the day of and sign up, but you're guaranteed a shirt if you sign up by then.
Now, this is a resolution and run, but it's not necessarily a run. There's going to be a hot chocolate walk, right?
Yes.
Now, take me through exactly what the hot chocolate walk will be about.
So it's just 1 mile, so it's great for people that are walking or like few children that maybe can't walk all 3 miles. So they'll walk half a mile, they'll get hot chocolate, and then they'll walk back. It's just for fun.
So it's basically a family-friendly run.
Yeah.
Now, coming up, coming up on the 30th of December, that Saturday, now where exactly is this going to be starting at, and where can Knoxville residents go to, or Marion County residents in general, go to find out maybe the route of the run or the route of the walk?
Okay, so it's going to be starting at the at Marion County Park, right by the main office building. And so to find out more information, you can go to our website, or we have 4 sign-up locations, which are CrossFit Turnup, Anytime Fitness, Real Fitness, and Peace Tree. And those all have general information about the run as well.
Now, this just, you said, was a Ryla thing and a Rotary thing. Have you guys thought about at all teaming up or having sponsors of this run? Maybe is this just a one-time thing, or doing it, you know, year in, year out?
You know, as we've been doing it, I kind of thought about making it like an annual thing, but with me and Bailey being seniors, we'll be gone next year, so it would fall upon Joey having to lead the whole thing, which he's definitely capable of. He's doing a great job, but yeah, that's been an idea.
So let's throw it in at Joey then. What's the possibility of continuing this run?
There's a lot of other people that have gone to Ryla with us, so I think I'd probably ask them for help. And, you know, since we've done it once, you know, we know how to go about it better the second time around, so I feel like it wouldn't be too awful.
Give your best pitch why, all three of you individually, your best pitch why Knoxville residents, Marion County residents, should come out and take part in the Resolution Run on December 30th.
You should come take part because all the money is going to Helping Hands, so they can fill their food or their shelves with food for the new year, so that all the people who can't necessarily afford food at like the bigger grocery stores can go there and stock up.
A lot of people donate food at Christmas time, but people are hungry all year round, so if you participate, you'll be helping people in need, and then you'll also be having fun.
And, you know, like they said, it's for Helping Hands, but it's also a great way to get a head start on your New Year's resolutions.
That was today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks to Trevor Poundstone, Bailey Vandekamp, and Joey Kestelute for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.